welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 429. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things this week with hand claps, power pop, and some thinly veiled references to oral sex. Hopefully you're right at home. That was The Crazy Squeeze from Los Angeles, California. The song is called Let's Go Down, and it's on Savior of the Streets, which came out last fall, in September of 2017, on Disconnected Records. You may remember me playing an earlier single of theirs that I loved, 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 and for some reason I never picked up the album. Well, I picked up the album, and it's good. It doesn't blow my mind like that single, but hey, singles tend to do that, don't they? Anyway, I've got good music for you this week. It's going to slow things down from here, and then working its way down to, quiet, I think is the real answer. Let's jump into somebody local here. This is Electric Needle Room. The song is called Grizzly Bear.
If you're walking in the woods, out there by yourself, bring your gun, 'cause if you see one, you cannot run, you will be done, no it won't be fun, you will be done. They are 10 feet tall, with gigantic claws, and 600 pounds, 42 sharp teeth, grizzly bear. Good luck with whistles, good luck with chemicals, good luck with putting your food away and avoiding their cubs. If there's little food and you are near, now you're the food, there should be fear. They are 10 feet tall, with gigantic claws and 600 pounds, 42 sharp teeth. Oh, and they can run 35 miles per hour, and they eat their young. Yes, they'll eat you too, grizzly bear.
tell you something, let's get it today. Feel it pass it on from man to man. There is some cause and effect, they say.
You have no heart, you will never let me down. You have no soul, I hear you feel.
To Too Much Rock podcast number 429. I'm your host, Sid Souter. That set started off with Electric Needle Room from Lawrence, Kansas. The song is called Grizzly Bear, and it's on the EP Pitchfork Won't Review This, which the band is putting themselves out today, January 12th. After that, we heard from Yucky Duster from Brooklyn, New York. The song is Elementary School Dropout, and that's on Duster's Lament, which came out January of 2017, so a year ago, on Infinity Cat. I just saw a video for that song not long ago and very quickly snatched up that EP off of Bandcamp. And then ended that set with Pale Lights, also from Brooklyn. The song is called The Soft City, and it's on a three-song EP called Gene Bring the Flowers, which came out November of last year on Calico Cat Records. I think in December they put out a full-length, and I don't know, I like that song pretty well. Maybe I'll pick up that full-length too. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you here, just as slow as promised. This is Jason Molina. The song is No Hand Was at the Wheel.
Whose hands at the wheel? since you held me helpless. Once it might have been cold was sharp across the high desert. You and me.
Welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 429. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We all relax now. We started that set off with Jason Molina with the song No Hand Was at the Wheel. That was on a compilation called Autumn Bird Songs, which came out September of 2012 on Graveface Records. Graveface recently had a big sale, and I didn't have that album, so I picked it up, not even really knowing what it was, just knowing that I didn't have it. And it seems to be kind of a, lo-fi demo recorded on a boombox for a particular purpose that never materialized, but released later, and I don't even know if that song is on anything else, but I like that one a lot, and I just like Jason Molina a lot. After that, we heard from Daniel Romano. The song was called Blue Champagne, and that's on his new album, Human Touch, which came out January 4th on You've Changed Records. That is one of the two albums that Daniel Romano dropped on that day, which is, sometime last year he dropped the an album that was just fantastic as well. So he's been very, very busy, and I'll feature the next album next week. See? Plenty of love for that Welland, Ontario boy. I guess I'm out of time here, so let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 429. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. A few things happening tonight. Abandoned Bells are playing at the Brick. We got a show with, Electric Needle Room is playing the album release show at the White Schoolhouse in Lawrence. Looking forward, the 17th, we've got Destroyer happening at the Record Bar. On the 24th, Selector Dub Narcotic is coming back to the replay. On the 25th, Heidi Gluck has a show at the Record Bar. On the 29th, I see Bell Game playing at Record Bar as well. And dipping into February a bit, a Diet Seg at the White Schoolhouse. The 9th, Pedro the Lion at the Record Bar. The 11th, Max Sabbath is at Knuckleheads. I've never seen them, but how could you not want to see a Black Sabbath tribute band dressed up as McDonald Land characters. On the 13th, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club at the Truman, and Red Kate is playing at Davies on the 23rd. Anyway, that's a glimpse into the future. A few things up on the website that are new from last week. There are photos and video of the Uncouth Bombs Over Broadway and Make Your Mark show that happened at Riot Room last week, and some photos of the Hipshot Killer, Ex-Acrobat, Vidco Colt show that happened at Davies. So new things on the website. Anyway, one last track for you here. I'm going to play a track by Kid Dakota. That's Darren Jackson from Minneapolis, I think. The song I'm going to play is called Stars, and it's on an album, The Winner's Shadow, which came out in 2008. Also one of those albums that came out on Graveface that, due to the big sale, I bought. He's got a brand new album coming out, this week, next week, in a month, something like that. So it's nice to kind of dig back here 10 years ago and see where things were, I guess. And for the price, you just couldn't beat it. Anyway, so we're gonna end things here. This is Kid Dakota. The song is called Stars. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. We'll be right back.
Though